Welcome to RBN Authentic News. This is your host, Jim Fetzer, on this 28th day of November 2023, simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. I have a dear colleague, former Army Intel and PsyOps officer Scott Bennett, with whom I do a weekly show called Truth Versus News, and also appear in his Global Great Awakening program, broadcast internationally on Tuesday nights. Well, about 10 days or 2 weeks ago, Scott went on an assignment. He wasn't at the time revealing his destination, but it turns out to have been the Donbass. And now Scott, I'm very proud to say, is calling it like it is on RT. Let's listen to part of Scott Bennett's interview in RT and understand. Scott's reporting what he'd seen up there, close and personal, which confirms a whole lot of what I've been reporting about the atrocities being committed by Ukraine in the Donbass. And this is now being broadcast not only across Russia, but it's been picked up by Arab television. Listen, check it out. Scott Bennett. No, I know. I'm looking for it now, and it seems that I'm wondering if Twitter has banned it, because it was right there. I was watching it earlier. Let me see what I can do here. Former. Nope, we have a Putin instead. Very disturbing. Let's see what I can find here. What I'm going to do then is continue and see if I can track it down. This is very significant. Meanwhile, the U.S. carrier strike group of the Eisenhower has entered the Persian Gulf. This is reported by the South Front. Very, very disturbing stuff. What's going on here? It means that the U.S. has made itself a sitting duck. In my opinion, there's a tremendous opportunity here for Israel to take out one of our carriers and blame it on Iran or Hezbollah or Hamas. The press service of the Central Command of the U.S. Armed Forces reported the carrier strike group of the U.S. Navy, led by the nuclear carrier USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, entered the waters of the Persian Gulf through the Strait of Hormuz on November 26. The group includes a flagship aircraft carrier, a missile cruiser, destroyers, and 9 aviation squadrons. According to the report, there's also a French frigate along with the U.S. ships. The carrier strike force will reportedly ensure the safety of navigation in the waters of the Persian Gulf. At the same time, it'll continue to monitor the situation in the Middle East, threatening Israel's enemies or taking action to stop it. I think I've found a way to do this. Well, I have a photograph of Scott in the Donbass, but that's not what we want to hear. I'll track it down. Meanwhile, the U.S. doesn't think Israel can make good on a hostage deal promise to increase aid. This is from antiwar.com. Israel is refusing to allow in through one of the border crossings with Gaza, making it unlikely 200 aid trucks a day will be able to enter the strip. Biden admin official told the Times of Israel, they don't believe Israel can live up to its commitment to allow 200 aid trucks to enter Gaza per day during the pause as part of the hostage deal with Hamas. The official said Israel is refusing to open its Kerem Shalom crossing with Gaza during the 4-day pause or at any time after, with only Egypt's Rafah crossing available, 200 aid trucks will be unlikely to enter per day. Of course. What else are we going to expect from Israel? They lie, they cheat, they steal. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, even ahead of the prisoner exchange, the Ben-Gur. This is from the Times of Israel. The national security minister tells police to shut down celebrations ahead of the release of prisoners. National security minister Itamar Ben-Gur held an assessment with the police and prison services top commanders ahead of the expected release of 150 Palestinian prisoners as part of the deal with Hamas to trade 50 Israeli hostages for a four-day fighting pause. And Gur instructs the head of Israel prison service, Katy Perry, to quash attempts to celebrate prisoner releases within carceration facilities, according to a readout, a press release from Ben-Gur's office. Similarly, the national security minister tells the police commissioner, Kobi Shabbatai, to use an iron fist against attempts to celebrate prisoner releases or support terrorism. And Gerv also tells Shabbatai police presence in the expected homecoming destination of released prisoners for those being released within Israel's green line. In other words, they don't want to be a source of elevating the morale of their enemy. Meanwhile, the BBC confronts its own journalist for what's supposed to be a false reporting about the Gaza hospital bombing. A journalist who helped fan the flames of here being caused misinformation about the alleged Al Ahli Arab hospital strike is refusing to apologize. After a jihadist rocket fell on the parking lot, we know that was fake, by the way, the legacy media uncritically regurgitated Hamas' claim that Israel struck the hospital, totally destroying it and killing more than 500, which was true. BBC International editor Jerry Bowen is one of the journalists who joined the chorus, claiming the hospital was destroyed, which it had been. The missile hit the hospital not long after dark. You can hear the impact. The explosion destroyed the Al-Ahli hospital. It was already damaged from a smaller attack earlier in the weekend, and the building was flattened. In a recent interview, the BBC Behind the Story program was asked if he regretted his, what they're calling, false reporting. To answer your question, no, I don't regret one thing reporting because I think I was measured throughout. I did not race to judgment. And here's a bit.
I'll hit the hospital not long after dark. You can hear the impact.
I've got to ask you about the hospital. On the 17th of October. The BBC was criticised heavily for its reporting of that event. Tell us what happened that night and, you know, bluntly, where were you getting your information and do you regret anything that you said that night?
So it broke in, I suppose, mid-evening. And to answer your question, no, I don't regret one thing in my reporting because I think I was measured throughout. I didn't race to judgment.
But you said that building had been flattened.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got that wrong because I was looking at the pictures. And what I could see was a square that appeared to be flaming on all sides. And there was a void in the middle. And it was, I think it was a picture taken from a drone. And so
the man has nothing to be apologetic about. He got it right. The Israeli rocket was insubstantial, did no significant damage. It was sitting there in the parking lot. There were all kinds of vehicles around. That did not cause a damage. Meanwhile, surprise, surprise, Israeli forces opened fire to stop people from returning to North Gaza. This is from Al Jazeera.
When you open your heart and home through foster parenting, you're helping the
children. Sorry to say, we get stuck with these little ads as a regular thing now before we can get to the story. Apologetic for that. Video shows people fleeing as Israeli forces open fire to stop displaced Palestinians returning to northern Gaza during the temporary truce. That's what they're doing. It's like a toothpaste tube. They're trying to squeeze it from the north to the south. They're trying to get all the Palestinians out of Palestine. Meanwhile, the Israeli media is all over Netanyahu. This is significant. The Israeli media sent Netanyahu and others to prison. Intelligence services knew about the attack by Hamas and informed. Why did they let him go? This is war news 24/7. In other words, understanding that Israel had been warned repeatedly about what was about to happen, why did they take no action? The obvious inference? Because they wanted it to happen, because they were in on it, because this was deliberate to create a pretext for slaughtering the Palestinians in Gaza. In fact, the reports that the Israeli services outlined exactly what happened, a massive invasion by Hamas. The developments will be rapid in Israel after the end of the war, as Netanyahu and the commanders of the Israeli services will be faced with heavy charges. Specifically, two officers in the IDF elite intelligence unit warned of a massive invasion a month before the attack, but top officials dismissed their reports as a fantasy scenario, according to the Times of Israel. As it details, soldiers in the IDF's famed intelligence unit reportedly warned senior officers before the October 7th atrocities that Hamas was preparing a highly organized and meticulously planned mass invasion of Israel, but they dismissed their reports as fantasy. Yes, that's not going to go down well. Meanwhile, this is a very important, I believe, Israel versus Hamas, the battle for narrative supremacy, a propaganda battle between Israel and Hamas, different messages, different audiences. Here's more about it, if we can get there without having...
When picking a commerce platform, you have two choices.
No luck. No luck.
Or... Yeah! That's the sound of selling on Shopify, the commerce platform.
Sorry about that. Meanwhile, Paul Craig Roberts is talking about unintended consequence of Israel's assault on Palestine. Here's a guy whose every word must be taken seriously. Listen up. According to the Zionist propaganda, Hamas is a collection of evil beasts. How do we reconcile this propaganda with the excellent condition of the Israeli women and children hostages released by Hamas? Despite the Israeli devastation of Gaza and murder of Palestinian women and children, Hamas has obtained a victory of sorts. Netanyahu's vicious attack on civilians has exposed the underbelly of the apartheid Zionist state. It is no longer possible for Israel's apologists to maintain that Israel can do no wrong. For decades, Israel had been slowly but surely squeezing Palestinians out of Palestine. The world has tolerated it in part because the Zionist violence was limited in time and extent, and the impossible situation papered over with talk about a two-state solution. But this time, the violence is unlimited and has a declared aim of emptying Palestine and Palestinians, with Gazans driven into tent cities in Egypt's Sinai Desert. It is not another case of emptying one specific village on the West Bank or a limited incursion into Gaza. This time, the world is faced with a declared Zionist agenda of genocide. This creates a problem for Western governments that pretend to support human rights and to deplore war crimes. It also makes a problem for American evangelicals known as Christian Zionists. Genocide is not something that can be reconciled with the teachings of Jesus. The evangelicals will have to decide between worshiping Israel and worshiping Jesus. A consequence of Washington's war for Israel in the Middle East is that Western countries are now the home of millions of Muslim refugees who take umbrage to the West's support of Palestinian suicide. This introduces into Western countries countervailing power at the street level to the Zionist lobby that focuses on controlling their governments. Western governments now have a new element of instability to manage, and the consequence it could be a less one-sided stance toward Zionist Israel. Not all of Israel is Zionist. Netanyahu has Minority Report. The outcome could be different from Israel. Netanyahu and his U.S. neocon allies intend it. I think he's got it right. The whole world is aghast at what has been taking place. Meanwhile, Turkey is speaking out in a way opposite to NATO. Here's a piece, Terror on the Tube by Nick Kohlstrom, whom I featured here on this very show, on my Revolution Radio show of late. On November 19th, Turkey announced it's banning any U.S. and NATO ships from entering the Black Sea. A vast U.S. Navy buildup is taking place in the eastern Mediterranean, but the Turkish straits are closed to them. The Turkish naval commander has said, "We declare that we do not want NATO and America in the Black Sea." The decision was made after a phone call by Erdogan to Putin. Turkey has refused to acknowledge Hamas as a terrorist organization, which annoys the U.S. Plus, Erdogan has called Israel a terrorist state. In a speech to his Justice and Development Party, he said, "Israel sticks to a strategy of total destruction of the city and its people. It is brutally wreaking state terror, deliberately bombing civilians on the run. I say openly with a clear heart that Israel is a terror site. Israel has been continuously committing war crimes for the last 40-plus days, deliberately targeting hospital streets and mosques in Gaza with the full backing of the West. He accuses Netanyahu of carrying out the most heinous attack against women and children in all of history and threatening people with nuclear weapons. Turkish naval forces, now present in the eastern Mediterranean, are planning a large-scale exercise, which, by the rules of the game, means that U.S. ships will have to get out of the way. Its declared aim is to put an end to maritime terrorism. Many Arab nations will be participating. Turkey's relations with NATO nations have not been improving of late. Thank goodness there's one country with a nerve to describe Israel's actions correctly, and Israel as a terrorist state." Nick got it right. Meanwhile, all this turbulence in the Middle East is generating changes in other parts of the world. North Korea, in particular, has scrapped a 2018 military pact with South Korea after Seoul walks back commitments. Amid escalating terrorism in the region, North Korea has withdrawn from a 2018 agreement with South Korea that reduced military tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Pyongyang took the step after Seoul announced it would resume surveillance operations along the demilitarized zone. Be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Well, it appears Scott Bennett's interview with RT was so explosive that the government is doing everything it can to get it down from the internet. I found another, not the same. I'll seek to have that in place for tomorrow's show. This is a different interview that has the advantage of being available. Let's see what we can pick up here. This is on Russian television.
Бывший военнослужащий армии США, коллега Эдварда Сноудена, политолог Скотт Беннетт, решил посетить Донбасс. Скотт сегодня в нашей студии. Просим его занять кресло главного героя под аплодисменты. Также ему поможет и нам всем поможет.
I presume Scott will be speaking in English.
И Скотту наши слова, наши вопросы. Ну и, соответственно, нам переводить то, что говорит Скотт. Ей, да, отдельный аплодисмент уже будет.
Да, и прежде чем начнем беседу, нужно сказать, что эту поездку организовал...
В нашей форме американцы...
...калибром 155 мм. Данная маркировка, вот эта четверка, маркировка самого кассетного снаряда, тембр 764.
Okay, my best efforts are being frustrated. I'm telling you, this is a blockbuster. I'll have it for you tomorrow. Meanwhile, Ireland, alert. Riots are taking place. Police cars are being torched. Breaking news alert. Extensive rioting has broken out in Ireland after 3 children and 2 adults were viciously attacked with a knife. My man believed to be an Algerian immigrant. According to Sky News, its report headline, riots in Dublin after stabbing near school, at police car and buses set on fire during far-right protests. Police have said a complete hooligan, lunatic faction driven by far-right ideology is behind violent protests. Actually, it's ordinary civilians who don't like migrants coming in and killing their kids and their fellow citizens in Dublin after three young children were injured in a stabbing outside a primary school. Rioters have let off flares and fireworks at police as one of the children, a five-year-old girl, and a woman in her 30s are being treated in the hospital for serious injuries. Officers with riot shields are holding back crowds in the city center, where a police car and two double-decker buses have been set on fire amid anger over the stabbings, with ample justification. Here's another story from Ireland that I think is highly informative. Get this. Ireland, this is even from U.S. News and World Report, an absolutely mainstream journal right here. Ireland mulling time limit on state housing for Ukrainians, according to the Irish Examiner, Dublin, Reuters. Ireland is considering limiting the length of time Ukrainian refugees arriving in the country can stay in state housing to 3 months before they must find their own accommodation. The Irish Examiner reported Monday, citing a government source. Nearly 100,000 Ukrainians have fled to Ireland since the Russian invasion began in February of 2022. Which the government says equals 1.6% of Ukrainian refugees in Europe. By September, around 72,000 state-provided accommodations. There are currently no limits on how long Ukrainian refugees can stay there, but the system has been stretched for months amid a wider housing shortage, with arrivals at times having to stay in makeshift facilities such as sports halls or even in tents. Well, that's how they're reacting in Ireland. Get this. Even Fox News is reporting the fantastic cost of having these people here.
Security majority, they say the price tag per year is $451 billion. That is both for the housing and care of the asylum seekers, as well as those known gotaways. Stuart, we have new numbers, a new report from the U.S. House Committee on Homeland Security majority. They say the price tag per year is $451 billion. That is both for the housing and care of the asylum seekers, as well as those known gotaways. Stuart, we have new numbers, a new report from the U.S. House Committee on Homeland Security majority. They say the price tag per year is $451 billion. That is both for the housing and care of the asylum seekers, as well as those known gotaways. Stuart, we have new numbers,
just,
a new report from the U.S. House Committee Security Majority.
It's just ludicrous. U.S. taxpayers on the hook for as much as $451 billion a year in housing care for illegals pouring across our southern border. How bad is that? We'll be right back.
Anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Well, I'm trying to find that Scott interview. We'll have it for you tomorrow. Meanwhile, Megyn Kelly explains Democrats, they've just walked into a trap set by Donald Trump. The press screeched Trump's plan to usher in a 1930s Germany by ordering prosecution of political opponents, when in reality all Trump did was tell Democrats they opened up a Pandora's box when they unleash their partisan prosecutors against him, and that making the Justice Department an appendage of the president's re-election campaign could backfire. Megyn reacted to this meltdown, telling your audience the lack of self-awareness on the left was amazing. The president's Justice Department indicted his top political opponent and prosecutors from the party, filed additional civil and criminal lawsuits. Kelly mocked members of the media for pretending they don't already live in a country the president orders a prosecution of his political foes. I have to say I love Trump's honesty. I do love how he'll say, yes, I'm going to do that. Obviously, it's in the context of hello. That is what they're doing to me. And there are risks of doing this to me. That's very, very clearly what he's trying to say. What's great about this is it did exactly what he thought it would do. The Democrats melted down, completely clueless, unself-aware reaction to this alleged plan. As they're like, what? Who would weaponize the Justice Department against a political foe? It's un-American. This is wrong. This is undemocratic. But that's exactly what goes on here with the party today. Meanwhile, another Democrat has jumped ship to the GOP. According to Fox, a county official in Texas announced over the past week she is defecting from the Democrat Party and joining the Republican. Kara Talat Sanchez, the Kleberg County attorney, attributed her decision primarily to the Democrat Party's inept handling of the unprecedented border situation. Sanchez recently issued the following statement. As county attorney, I feel extremely proud of my work alongside law enforcement to guarantee the safety of citizens residing in Kleberg County. The situation in our southern border is worse than ever. I think the GOP's policies of maintaining law and order, keeping people safe, and supporting the blue are most in line with my values and the values of the people of Kleberg County. I'm excited to work with my co-workers to keep South Texas protected, and declared she was switching parties to the GOP. Virtually every other responsible Democrat ought to be doing the same. Meanwhile, Gavin Newsom, whom I'm telling you is going to be the Democrat nominee for 2024, not Joe Biden, is furious after Ron DeSantis pointed out an awful fact about Xi Jinping and poop. Asia-Pacific Economic Co-op Summit that took place last week in San Francisco with Chinese dictator Xi Jinping attending, Gavin Newsom is furious after DeSantis pointed out an awful fact. Led by Governor Newsom, Democrat left-wing policies have turned the state of California into a raging dumpster fire. Crime is skyrocketing. Residents are fleeing the state by the hundreds of thousands. Unemployment is rising. The state deficit is $32 billion and increasing steadily, and homelessness is out of control. California residents are fleeing the state in droves because of Newsom's left-wing politics. California's population dropped by over 500,000, half a million. But Newsom has seemingly been more concerned with attacking DeSantis than he has with fixing his own state. The two are set to square off on November 30th. By the way, you don't want to miss that. In a debate on Fox News, moderated by Sean Hannity, DeSantis, on a recent trip to California, visited San Francisco. We came out here and we saw people defecating on the street. We saw people using heroin. We saw people smoking crack cocaine. And when you look around, the city is not vibrant anymore. It's really collapsed because of leftist policies. But after letting San Francisco go to waste, Newsom suddenly decided to clean up the city for the Chinese dictator's visit. Well, DeSantis, of course, has it completely right. He's all over this quite properly. And I dare say, among the reasons they're not moving DeSantis Newsom front and center now is that it will take longer for the people to get around to criticizing DeSantis. But I guarantee you, to get around to criticizing Newsom, but I guarantee you, Gavin Newsom is a target-rich environment. Meanwhile, Truth Social takes 20 media outlets to the cleaners in a huge defamation lawsuit. I like this. President Donald Trump's Truth Social platform has made history by filing an unprecedented lawsuit against 20 legacy media outlets demanding full retraction of previously published stories concerning the free special platform. The company announced, today Truth Social filed a defamation lawsuit that is likely unprecedented in history, incorporating 20 publications, and even more may be added. All of them publish the same false information about Truth Social and refuse to fully retract their stories. Among the outlets included are the Daily Beast, Daily Mail, CNBC, Mediate, Guardian News and Media, Rolling Stone, and The Hollywood Reporter. I wish him well with that. He appears to have a legitimate case for defamation, unlike the charges that were brought against me, to punish me for exposing the hoax known as Sandy Hook. In fact, more and more truth continues to come out. Meanwhile, Mike Lindell has explained about a voting, a ruling regarding the voting machines in Georgia. This has opened a door that no man can shut. This is now coming from Zero Hedge. My Billow CEO, Mike Lindell, has vowed to expose everything following last week's massive ruling by an Obama-appointed judge in Georgia, Amy Totenberg, who agreed with Lindell's legal team that electronic voting machines used by the state of Georgia have substantial flaws. According to Totenberg, there is sufficient cause to believe there may be cybersecurity deficiencies that unconstitutionally burden plaintiffs' First and 14th Amendment rights and capacity to case affect the votes that are accurately counted. Exactly. What's more, in a footnote within her 135-page ruling, Totenberg said the evidence in the case does not suggest that the plaintiffs are conspiracy theorists of any variety, meaning that word being used to refer to mere speculation, guesses, or rumors. She's asserting they have a factual basis, which is why I talk about conspiracy realists and conspiracy analysts and conspiracy research, all of which is bona fide. Indeed, some of the nation's leading cybersecurity experts and computer scientists have provided testimony and affidavits on behalf of plaintiff's case in the long course of this litigation. How sensational to see a modicum of truth emerging here. Meanwhile, colleges have worked themselves out of a job, a report charges. Get this. There's certainly no secret about the fact that American colleges and universities have gone far left. Their faculty only rarely include conservatives or Republicans. Their students learn that early. And instead of skills, logic, and reason, they focus on diversity, equity, inclusion, race-baiting agendas, sex ideologies, and more. They tell members of women's sports teams they must allow men to share their locker rooms. And they often allow advocacy for violence, such as pro-Hamas protests that have happened in recent weeks, that I do not condemn. Neither is the result a secret. A higher ed system has worked itself out of a job, according to CEO Andrew Kaprashatz of Red Balloon. By losing focus on the mission of preparing their students for their careers, they become a non-factor or even a negative factor in helping job seekers find a job. A report in the Washington Times reveals only 10% of small business owners want job candidates with college degrees. The report charged the trend had perhaps become most visible in the tech industry, despite a lingering belief that completing a four-year degree entitles graduate to a higher salary with more flexible hours. So I think they've got that right, too. We have more to come on. The latest media story on Kyle Rittenhouse. I follow this case very, very closely at the time. Kyle Rittenhouse acquitted himself admirably. I could hardly believe a young man could be so skillful in the use of the rifle. In all the cases of the parties he shot, they were attempting mayhem. They were trying to murder him. There are excellent legal analyses of every aspect of the Kyle Rittenhouse story. And I guarantee you 100%. Kyle was in the right. His actions were admirable. I stand behind him 100%. Now, Democrats and liberals and progressives haven't been happy about those facts. The latest media story proves the left is still bitter about his acquittal. Get this. Kyle Rittenhouse is the one who got away, despite all the king's horses and all the king's men coming together to take him down. They weren't successful in getting Rittenhouse thrown into prison for murder. Instead, he walked away a free man after being forced to shoot three men in self-defense, one of whom was a pedophile. The left hasn't forgiven Rittenhouse since. Rittenhouse will pop up randomly on trending lists and media stories every now and then. Each time he does, it's usually some attempt to destroy his image or laugh at some kind of misfortune. A recently released story, for example, surfaced on a Sunday claiming that Kyle is now broke. They hear the independent talent, Rittenhouse, lost all the money he got for his defense. But despite his infamy, Rittenhouse's lawyer has revealed the 20-year-old has lost all his money since his acquittal. He's working. He's seeking to support himself. Everybody thinks Kyle got so much money from this. Whatever he did get is gone. He's living. I don't want to say paycheck to paycheck, but he's living. Rittenhouse is facing more lawsuits, this time from Gage Grosskutz, a man who was shot and injured when he attempted to attack Rittenhouse, and the father of Anthony Huber, a repeated criminal and domestic abuser who attempted to attack Rittenhouse as he was trying to retreat from the scene. I did so much reporting at the time. One was trying to shoot him. Another was trying to bash him over the head with a skateboard and kill him. It was outrageous. It was clear cut that he was in the right. Meanwhile, we have a report of Derek Chauvin having been stabbed in federal prison. Now, those of you who watch my other show, I just did on the Raw Deal on Revolution Radio just this week, Monday, with Danny Siras, who has 35 years in law enforcement, a review of this and two other cases in New Hampshire on the one hand and Walmart on the other, both of which, surprise, surprise, appear to be fake. We also talked extensively about the death of George Floyd, which, for those who may have missed the memo, was the result of a drug overdose. He did not die from asphyxiation. And indeed, we talked about the fact that George Floyd was handcuffed behind his back. He had hair on his head when he was put into the squad car. And yet, when you switch to the body on the ground, where Derek Chauvin has his knee on his neck, he's completely bald and his hands in front of his chest. How is that possible? Well, it turns out they use a Sigma 7 African-American airway training dummy on the ground. And when you picked it up and put it on a stretcher, it had no legs. It had no arm. Indeed, Danny turned up a photograph of a body in a casket, supposed to be George Floyd, but he's too light complexion, and guess what? He, too, has no legs. In other words, this has all been a monster scam. We have Maine now launching an investigation into the mass shooting in Lewiston that itself appears to be a complete fake, resulting in 18 fatalities and 13 injuries, or so we are told. Governor Janet Mills and Attorney General Aaron Frey announced a 7-member commission to investigate the incident, which will explore various aspects, including how the suspected shooter, Robert Card, a 40-year-old U.S. Army reservist, was able to execute the horrific act, despite displaying clear signs of deteriorating mental health in the period leading up to the October 25th attack. Now, I provided a link to my law enforcement false flag stage event checklist, which I did with Brian Davidson, who's a completely brilliant private investigator from Texas. And you want to study that. It gives you links to lots of false flags. It gives you links to how to spot a false flag part one, how to spot a false flag part two, and many other of these phony events. You can download it and share it with your friends. I've made it available right there. And this, in my opinion, is something you do not want to miss, because it gives you the early signs, how we confirm it, and more. No surge of EMTs, no string of ambulances, no medevac chopper, no blood, no bodies, dead shooter, conflicting stories, crisis actors, instant publicity, ultimately no investigation, calls for action, massive cover-up, always taking away our guns. And that's incredible, because it turns out the more guns, the less crime, the fewer homicides. This is a dirty truth that Democrats don't want you to know, that Americans defend themselves using guns millions of times every year, saving an estimated 200,000 per annum.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC,
1-7-9-3-2-6-4-1-9. Stories for today's show. The first, I like a lot, Armed America. NBC poll reveals record high gun ownership at 52% in 2023. As I was mentioning, worldwide, the higher the gun ownership, the lower the homicide rate. It's true all over the world. There's a nice illustration in Brazil when they got a new president who released a weakened the gun control. Many more citizens were armed, and the murder rate dropped. This is true worldwide. The Democrats don't want you to know. Meanwhile, the latest NBC poll indicates gun ownership in the U.S. has reached an unprecedented level, with 52% of households reporting firearm possession. The substantial increase underscores the enduring significance of firearms in American households, signaling a noteworthy shift in the country's dynamics over the past decade. Here's D.C. Drano tweeting, a new NBC poll shows Americans own guns at the highest levels ever recorded. In 2013, it was 42%. In 2019, it was 46%. In 2023, it's now 52%. More than half of U.S. households are now armed. Very appropriate, especially with the threat of these migrants coming across a border, while other nations are experiencing massive increases in crimes as a consequence. Here's a bizarre event. I will hunt you down. Miss Universe judge blasted with death threats after on-air debate with anti-Israel activists. Miss Universe judge, who happens to be Jewish, has apparently received death threats after she engaged with a Palestinian activist on the air amid the war playing out in Gaza. Frankly, I would expect this to be happening the other way around. The New York Post reported Emily Austin, a Jewish journalist who engages in activism related to the Jewish state, appeared on Piers Morgan Uncensored to discuss the conflict playing out in the Middle East. The argument quickly turned sour after Austin confronted Nurdin Kumaswamy, an activist who expressed doubt that an Islamic Jihad failed rocket was responsible for the Ali Baptist Hospital explosion in Gaza City. She's absolutely right. A segment as it continued, she asked Kiswami if she condemned the 9/11 attack on the U.S. In coming out, instead of coming out and condemning them outright, she dismissed the question as ridiculous, changing the subject. Just beware, there's so much propaganda going on here. Mind you, finally, Poland's on the hook for the EU shady deal with Pfizer over COVID. Be right back and take your call.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.